Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know what it is. I am like the rest of the audience, but apparently Sean Morash, who is, I give him a lot of credit. He's got sources. He talks to a lot of people. Finally, it's about to pay off because Sean Morash has something big to tell us about New York sports. So Sean, my mic is off. The floor is yours.
So a couple days ago, Evan, the great Paul Schwartz puts out a back page story, split ticket. Don't assume Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are tied together. Now, that could do a couple things. It could cause outrage or it could cause antennas to go up. My antennas were up because I'm frustrated, obviously, following this Giant team as we all are. So I've done some poking around. I've done some digging around. And I've now gotten this from multiple people I trust, which is why I'm going to come here with it. The Giants were firing Brian Daboll off the plane after the collapse in Denver.
Really?
He was fired.
Fired?
And ownership got together. Cooler heads prevailed, and they decided not to fire Brian Daboll off the plane in Denver. But in the immediacy of that collapse, the decision to throw on 3rd and 5, like Tiki had crushed after that game, enough apparently was enough from people of importance with the Giants that he was fired off the plane in Denver, and cooler heads have prevailed, which has now led to stories about the split ticket. Brian Daboll's as good as gone and was basically gone 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
If not for somebody stepping up within ownership and calming that down.
Now, you don't know the specific names because I can just surmise myself.
You can surmise. I will tell you that the person making the decision to fire him was not Joe Shane in that moment, but you could surmise from there.
It's ownership.
Ownership.
To me, I've always said this. Me and John Mara have a lot in common. We're both fans. We're both diehard fans. We both get angry when our team loses. So I would surmise that John Mara wanted him fired, and then maybe he was, as you said, talked out of it. That shows you that he is dead man walking, Brian Daboll, that it is very difficult to survive this season if he was already halfway fired. And you know what that reminds me of? If your reporting is true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, I'm going to choose to trust you because, boy, do you talk to a lot of annoying people.
Would I be coming here today? Have I ever done that in the history of the show?
No. You don't just say stuff for attention or make stuff up. But it actually reminds me of Woody Johnson wanting to bench Aaron Rodgers after a loss to Denver and he having to be talked out of it.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, and the reason I say that is because ultimately that showed you the handwriting that was on the wall. And eventually Aaron Rodgers was gone. Obviously, they didn't bring him back.
Sure.
And a lot of that's connected to ownership. If you already have higher-ups in the Giant organization, I am surmising it is ownership. I am surmising it would be Mr. Mara. Already ready to fire the man in the middle of a season, then it's over. And there's nothing
over
that can change that.
It is over. And as somebody here, and I've been vocal about being a Brian Daboll supporter, who am I to defend it anymore? I mean, and you look back in hindsight, Denver was embarrassing. I might have tried to sweep under the rug. I know Tiki was aggravated about it, but it's a long line of 4 years, or I guess really 3 years, of embarrassments from this Giant team. And the Giants were a punchline and a laughingstock, and that appeared to be at least temporarily a final straw. So, look, what does that mean? Does Brian Daboll coach out the string these last few weeks? Is there going to be another moment where the team decides to fire? Maybe. I don't know. But if you had already made that decision, I'm with you, Evan, after the Denver game. There's no point in even conversing that what can Brian Daboll do to save his job? He's toast. He's toast. I don't see how he could. And then it will just lead to further questions about, well, why the hell is Joe Shane here with him?
I have some questions.
Okay.
Because you seem to know. Did it ever get to Brian Daboll? Was Brian Daboll ever fired and then unfired Steinbrenner-like?
I tried to find that out. Mm. I truly do not know. Mm. It does lead me to questions about Brian Dable's face and maybe Pat Leonard asked him if he was crying after last week's game. But I truly do not know, and I don't have concrete evidence it ever got to Brian Daboll. Unfortunately, I'm assuming it'll get to him now, but yes.
So you're saying after the Denver game, and of course, for those that are forgetting, that was the epic fourth quarter collapse, which featured... and there were many plays that we could go over, but certainly Tiki was crazily about that third down play in which Jackson Dart dropped back to pass. He ended up throwing an interception, but a lot of it wasn't even about the interception. It was about the play call and the right. fact that they were throwing the ball and the fact that it was a coaching malpractice of a decision. That game in particular caused someone in ownership or in the front office to say, I'm done with Brian Daboll. I'm firing him, and needed to be talked out of it.
Yes. That's exactly what happened. And here we are. Here we are, and the losses continue to mount since. And it is worth noting, because Kohler did bring this up, which also made me think of it, how ridiculous it is that this team is going to be featured in the NFC East Hard Knocks with the cameras in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
How did the Giants become a walking punchline to the NFL on that show? Are they going to drag this out once those cameras come in? We kind of poo-pooed the Kohler when he said that the other day.
Right.
It's making me wonder. I mean, we got 2 weeks until that really starts filming. Is Brian Daboll going to survive these 2 weeks? I don't know.
Well, look, I remember arguing with you guys about this last year. The idea of firing a coach in the middle of the season does nothing. It
right.
really serves very little purpose. And we saw the impact it had on the Jets a year ago. It made things worse. The one area where I'd pause where it may be different with the New York Giants is to give Mike Kafka a look. And also, if you've firmly decided... this guy's gone. I'm not bringing him back. There's nothing that can happen over the final weeks of the season that's going to change my mind. Then why keep him around?
Sure.
Like, only bad things can happen, whether it's running with Jackson Dart late in games down by 30 points where there could be a brutal injury, or decisions that are made are not in the betterment of the team. So what I would say to the Giants, and I've gotten to this place already, but I don't run the New York Giants. I'm just a guy on the radio. If I've gotten to the place running the New York Football Giants where I know Brian Daboll is not my guy and he's not my head coach and I'm not bringing him back for 2026, then this would be one of those rare circumstances where it would make sense to fire him now, remove any possibility of him doing any kind of damage to this team over the final how many weeks of the season, and then simultaneously give Mike Kafka a relatively fair opportunity to coach this team and see what it looks like. This is the first time where I can move into that area and say it could make sense given the circumstances.
I could hear the argument for it making sense, but if I play devil's advocate on a second, I would ask this. What is the reason that you get talked out of firing a guy after Denver? It probably has to do with Jackson Thornton. The fact that, you know what, under any circumstance, we don't want to throw more problems in this kid's way. And clearly, at a bare minimum, Dable's doing a good job with Jackson Dart.
Right.
So if you're going to do that, then have Kafka coach him. You're also then asking a locker room that right now is just watching another season spiral out of control. Do you think they're really going to be woken up by firing the head coach in there? Is that really giving Kafka a fair look if he starts coaching what becomes an even deader locker room?
I don't know. If you look back, and Jason Garrett's always the one that jumps out at me, where we did see an interim head coach survive and become the full-time head coach, sometimes there can be a level of success. If you go back to Dallas when Jerry Jones decided to fire Wade Phillips and Jason Garrett got the opportunity to coach the team the rest of the season, obviously he did a good enough job to keep the job. Antonio Pierce did a good enough job to keep the job. Like, there are examples where guys get that interim tag and the team doesn't just collectively quit. My point to you is, if they've already decided that Brian Daboll isn't the answer, and based on what you're telling me, somebody pretty powerful in Giant ownership did,
because
they're ready to fire him 2 weeks ago, then keeping him around for the final 7-8 weeks of the year could probably do more harm than good. And again, I am not a proponent usually of firing a coach in the middle of the season because I don't think it serves a purpose, but in this case,
it might.
It may actually serve a purpose.
And certainly the team has not responded in the 2 weeks that have followed that game regardless anyway. So... I mean, the idea that he hasn't been in the couple weeks that have followed probably tells me that they want to try to make it through the full season, right? Otherwise, you made that decision. Nothing has changed in the 2 weeks since, and yet he's still the head coach. But I don't know. I don't know if giving Mike Kafka a look, if that's a fair representation of it. Because what if it goes bad? Then you're going to ultimately assume that he can't be a head coach either?
Not necessarily. It wouldn't help. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, it's not.
It's a tough spot.
I'm probably not going to be in a rush to hire him.
Crush Spagnuolo as a head coach as well for a second opportunity. Remember when he got to be an interim on a team that was basically dead in the water? He did nothing to help that team. And then whoever viewed him as a true head coaching candidate.
But the one difference is if Mike Kafka takes over for a fired Brian Daboll is he's got this young stud of a quarterback that he gets to play with. And so I would say he has a better chance of succeeding than most other coaches.
But are you hurting the quarterback's development if you fire the offensive-minded head coach who's trying to mold him and his play caller has to now put more on his plate?
Are you hurting the quarterback's development to keep a head coach that you've already decided you're firing? You've already decided. Clearly, if it's true, and you know what? The proof's going to be in the pudding, bro. I believe you.
Yeah.
But if this man comes back for 2026, then I'll probably sit back and say, was he really almost fired in Denver?
Right.
But if he loses his job, they delayed it. They didn't want to do it in the middle of the season. It's a bad look. The Giants had done it once before, the whole Ben McAdoo situation. They don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
But if you've already decided he's not the guy,
then just make him not the guy.
And here's the other problem. And this is like the bigger issue. And I put this poll out a couple of days ago because I was genuinely curious how Giant fans feel about this. And that is, who do you blame more for the current state of this team? Who's done a worse job at their job? Brian Daboll, who was almost fired 2 weeks ago, or Joe Shane? And when I put that poll out, it was like an even split. 51% said Brian Daboll, 49% said Joe Shane. And you know what that tells me? You know what that tells me?
What does it tell you?
Scientifically and unscientifically? They have both failed.
They have.
They have both done a miserable job, and they have equal blame and equal sharing of blame for the state of the New York Football Giants. So whoever decided Brian Daboll needed to be fired 2 weeks ago, I would ask them very calmly and respectfully a follow-up question. What about Shane?
I completely agree.
Because he's done a crappy job, too.
It was absurd in the previous regime that Dave Gettleman got to hire a second head coach, and it'll be just as absurd that Joe Shane gets to. And any good you want to point to with Joe Shane, whether that is Malik Nabers, yes, he did trade up for Jackson Dart, but as we've seen on camera, that was Brian Daboll loved Jackson Dart. We know that Joe Shane tried to trade for Matt Stafford. We know he tried to trade up for Cam Ward. How many victory laps can you really take about bringing the quarterback in here? I don't know how you objectively look at the Giant problems. Here's a better way to ask this. If I were to say to you, you got a clean slate 3 years from now, it's Joe Shane with a different head coach, or it's another GM hired Brian Daboll somewhere else to be a head coach, who do you think has a better chance of success?
Are you on my ass answer?
Yeah.
Neither.
Okay. But I do think most people would tend to, if I had to pick one, there's a better coach in Daboll than there is a general manager in Shane.
Well, I think both of them, if we're being objectively fair about this, and I'm trying to as an IFO, there are things on their resume that are good. There are things on their resume that are impressive. Brian Daboll was coach of the year and took that team to the postseason and showed a lot of guts and set the tone early in the season and, in my opinion, overachieved with what he had. Bravo.
Yeah.
That's a check mark on his resume.
It is.
Joe Shane has hit some home runs in the draft. He's hit some home runs in trades. Obviously, acquiring Brian Burns looks pretty brilliant.
Great trade.
With that said, here's what both of them are judged by, and this is something that no one can fight. Their record.
Yeah. And it's abysmal.
And it's abysmal, and it reminds me of Joe Douglas. I would sit here, even with you, Sean, and say, well, Joe Douglas, he drafted this guy, drafted that guy, drafted this guy. And the ultimate retort to any defense of Joe Douglas's individual drafts would be his record. And right now, when I look at the record of Joe Shane and the record of Brian Daboll, neither guy deserves to keep their job. So when I hear, and I believe you, hey, they were about to fire Brian Daboll 2 weeks ago. Or I hear Paul Schwartz say, hey, could be a split ticket.
Right.
My answer is, and I'm pretty confident I represent most Giant fans when I say this, is neither one of them deserves to remain here. Both of them share in responsibility for the state of the New York Giants, just like they share in responsibility for the good. We love Jackson Dart. Who do we give credit to? I'll give credit to both guys.
Right. You still have to execute the trade.
Of course.
That's part of your job. I get that.
And so for that, good job, Joe Shane. For Brian Daboll standing on the table saying, get me Jackson Dart, I give him credit. But ultimately, their record is abysmal. So when I hear you say Brian Daboll was almost fired 2 weeks ago before he got off the plane or before he got on the plane, my simple retort is, What about Joe Shane?
I'm with you.
Because they're both doing a terrible job. And I think that that poll I put out 2 days ago represents that it's such a tough battle. It's like a giant civil war. Who do you blame more? Who sucks more? Who's worse at their job? It's 50-50 because everybody wants an option C that says all of them.
There are not enough good football players on the New York Football Giants. There's not enough good depth when you have injuries like we've seen at the cornerback position where the whole team becomes a house of cards. It's Joe Shane's job to put those players on the roster. Brian Daboll can coach them, and he hasn't done a good enough job of doing that. I don't know what anybody thinks is going to change by Joe Shane remaining here and Brian Daboll being fired, which is absolutely inevitable since he was nearly fired after Denver.
So, Giant fans, do you want the New York Giants to do what they almost did 2 weeks ago, according to Sean Morash, which is pull the trigger and fire Brian Daboll? And who do you blame more for this current mess? We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. And a part of the Giants mess involves the kicker. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Graham Gunnow is on the injury report again. Graham Gunnow has cost the New York Giants football games. Not Graham Gunnow on his own, but the decisions around Graham Gunnow, not replacing Graham Gunnow, having Graham Gunnow be active. And I thought we were past it because Graham Gunnow was active last week, even if he missed the field goal. And I hear yesterday, late in the afternoon, that he's on the injury report. And so, I don't know about you, but as soon as Graham Gunnow is on any kind of injury report, the decision I would make is you are not going to be active on Sunday. I cannot afford for you to be active on Sunday because newsflash.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The game's in Chicago. There's going to be 35-mile-per-hour winds, mm-hmm. and there's a good chance my kicker is going to have an injury that's probably going to keep him from kicking.
And now it's a neck. First, it's a groin, it's every other leg injury, and now it's a neck. I'll do you one better, Evan. Instead of worrying about whether he should be active on Sunday or not, IR him for the rest of the year. Don't screw around. How much more embarrassment can this regime take with this freaking kicker position, which should be the easiest thing in the league to figure out? A guy is hurt 50 times and you keep getting caught not having an available kicker. Why even tempt yourself over the last 7 weeks to dress him and have him again not be available once a game starts? Why even tempt yourself?
Not worth it.
No.
Now, this show began with Sean, who I trust deeply, saying he has heard from numerous sources, not just one source, numerous sources, that the Giants were going to fire Brian Daboll a few weeks ago after the Denver game, and cooler heads needed to prevail. And so I choose to believe Sean. But I also really trust our callers, especially right. Edwin in Atlanta, who wants to dispute your report.
Sure.
So, Edwin in Atlanta, you know I trust you. Tell me why I shouldn't believe Sean Morash.
Just a few weeks ago, we had the reports of Joe Shane and Giants company was big game hunting. Then we got the report that Joe Shane ain't going nowhere. So something's not adding up. It's either he's getting fired or no one's getting fired. Because if he was big game hunting and they end up getting no receivers, how is he still going to have a job as being the Giants GM? And then what everybody's failing to understand is the GM is the control of the players and the coaches coaches the players. He can only coach what he has to his availability.
Well, Edwin, two things. First of all, you didn't dispute Sean's report. If anything, you just confirmed it, which is Joe Shane is safe. Sean is saying, forget Joe Shane, he is safe. Brian Daboll was nearly fired 2 weeks ago.
Correct. Yes, has nothing... Now, you could argue that Joe Shane should be out. I think we all agree with that. But yes, Joe Shane is operating like a general manager who is going to be here next year because, news alert, he knows he's going to be here next year. It's the head coach after the awful collapse that was out and then cooler heads.
And if you remember back in January when John Mara met the media, the famous, I better be in a better mood next year, all that, I brought this to you guys' attention and it was a feel, just a tone. It felt like John Mara, through tone, believed a hell of a lot more in Joe Shane than Brian Daboll. That was certainly the impression listening to his press conference all the way back in January. And so this sticks with that, that for whatever reason, ownership has more of a belief in this general manager than they believe in this head coach. Now, I don't agree with that. I'm just telling you the way it certainly seems, and you're certainly saying that's the way it's going to play out.
It's just like a halfway measure, a half measure, as they say, of doing things. They want to keep continuity, but they know it's been so bad for so long, so how do you make that call? Well, maybe the coach will change, but the continuity stays with what the GM's building, and the GM has built a crap sandwich.
Tom is in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Guys. Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
I had a point like this, Evan. You were saying maybe you heard... maybe in this situation, specifically firing the coach in the middle of the year, bringing in Kafka. I actually agree with that. And reason being, because obviously when any new head coach takes a position, whether it's Kafka or even someone from the outside, maybe, Gio on Boomer and Gio always mentions he wants John Gruden, but he wanted him to coach the Jets. Someone from the outside, maybe even bring him in now. And so you kind of get a head start on that new system already this year, which is anyways a lost year, so that you're not dealing with that the whole off season, the whole beginning of next year. You kind of get an in-person training. I would even consider, I know this sound may sound nuts, benching Jackson Dart so that he could just be learning a new system, and then he gets all those all that knowledge now so that he could be starting ahead next year.
Yeah, that the last part I don't really buy, but I do think that not only does it give you a head start on a new head coach, I want to go back to the Jason Garrett thing because there is something to learn from it. When the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones fired Wade Phillips in the middle of the 2010 season, the Dallas Cowboys record was 1-7. I forget. What's the Giants record right now?
2-7.
Okay, so pretty similar, I would say. 1-7, 2-7. In fact, when he was fired, the Dallas Cowboys were in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. Okay, they just got blown out by the Green Bay Packers 45-7. They then promoted Jason Garrett, who at the time was their offensive coordinator. That 1-7 team finished 5-3
they got
the rest
jolt.
Of the way.
They got a jolt.
So it's not normal. Like, it's not a common thing. There's a reason, Tommy certainly remembers it, why we argued as much as I did with him about firing Saleh in the middle of the year, because this is a rare example. Most of the time, it works the way it worked with the Jets. But in this case, it would be similar because the Cowboys gave Jason Garrett a look. And forget about it, the way it all turned out. In the short term, it worked. So I'm more drawn in by it, not even by Gio's point or our last caller's point about getting a head start on next year. I get that, but that's not what would intrigue me. What would intrigue me is let me see if I got something with Mike Kafka, who other teams seem to be intrigued by.
Now, this I can't answer, but also if you take yourself back to that time, it was well known in Dallas that Jerry Jones wanted Jason Garrett to be the next head coach anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if this happened, I do wonder if it's a sign that that's who Joe Shane wants to be the next head coach anyway, more than even just giving a look. Like, I'm not sure, they went 5-3. If they went 1-7, I'm not sure that Jason Garrett wasn't getting that job anyway, is all I'm saying.
Sure. I think in this case, because I give you credit, we were at the Giant game over the weekend, and Sean says to me, you know what I could totally see happening? And it wasn't an endorsement. It was a theory of I could see them getting rid of Daboll, keeping Joe Shane, and just simply promoting Mike Kafka. And I said to him, I was like, that's an interesting idea. If fans would hate it, clearly. But I think the only way an idea like that works, where at least I can get on board with it, and maybe you can get on board with it, is seeing it have some level of success before you decide to marry it. And so instead of at the end of the year, after a failed season, saying, hey, we're getting rid of Brian Daboll now, let's, Kafka, you're the guy. It would probably benefit you to see him coach 7 or 8 games, have them go 4-3, feel good about the team and say, okay, that makes sense. Because I think you'd have more fans on board with that if they saw the man coach.
So you're right. The other negative to that is, though, when you do something like that and you're giving somebody basically an elevation. So Kafka would stay as the head coach. He's already the assistant head coach, but also remain the play caller, the offensive coordinator, all of that on his plate. Okay, you handle it. Maybe he's going to call plays when he's a head coach anyway. The problem is you also need a pretty strong defensive coordinator where you get as a head coach basically just go, I can't worry about what's going on over there at all. And that's the opposite of also what the Giants have going in. So if you fire Brian Daboll in season, don't you also have to fire Shane Bowen and just elevate somebody from that staff? How could you have Shane Bowen running this defense and fire Daboll?
Nah, I got you. He's done a terrible job. Let's go to Diego in East Meadow. What's up, Diego?
Hey, boys.
Diego, what's up, man?
Evan, I've been preaching this on the plane ride back from Denver because you get to give Jackson Dart some continuity, but here's the thing: the other caller kind of touched up on it. If you're gonna keep Shane for the rest of the year, that's fine. That doesn't mean he can't get fired at the end of the season. You could start probing around whether it's McCarthy, Gruden, some assistant coach right now. Like, if you want to make them the next head coach, you also have to gauge to make sure that they're going to be able to work with the GM. And at the end of the year, then you can make the decision on the GM if it's a package deal, if it's McCarthy and his own GM or whatnot. So give yourself that opportunity.
Diego, thanks for the call. The problem with that is it's Joe Shane who's going to be deciding the head coach. It's not people above Joe Shane poking around. I think that's the kind of offseason that's going
to
be for the
Well, Giants. But his point, which is fair, and it's similar to the way things ended up playing out with the Jets last year, is you get rid of the coach. The GM is here for now.
I wish that was the case.
Right. You're saying that's not the case.
That's not going to be the case. It's not going to be the case. For whatever reason.
Why? Why are they so married to Joe Shane when the team is, their awful record is attached to him as well as attached to Brian Daboll?
I don't know. I do not know how or what Joe Shane has said or done within this family to give him the trust. I don't know. That drives me mad. I am in lockstep. I'm not defending it. It is driving me crazy. But that is what's going on here. Joe Shane is picking the next head coach of the New York Football Giants.
By the way, you want to play a real quick game of Posted and Toasted on a Thursday? Let's play it. In fact,
it's time for Posted and Toasted.
Hey, Tommy, can you play the game? We're not going to have Sean play. We'll have you play.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it.
All right, here's the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
If you think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll should be fired, you're an idiot. In fact, I don't even think you need any guesses. Would you like to just, no choices. Would you just like to guess who tweeted that? Again, if you think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll should be fired, you're an idiot. Any guesses?
I'm going to guess that was me.
No, that's incorrect.
I'm going to guess it was me.
It was Sean Moran.
I long defended them. Yeah, I have no problem arguing. When was this?
That was December 20th, 2024.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 11 months later.
A lot can change in 11 months.
And I would still say in a perfect world, I would like to see Brian Daboll be a head coach with another general manager, but that never happens in football, so I'm over that. I'm over fighting that.
Let's go to John in Massbeth. What's up, John?
How's it going, guys? So, if you guys want to play another game of Post It and Toast It, somebody tweeted 2 days ago, interesting tidbit. I was just told from a source, Marrow sent to fire Daboll after the Denver game, but he was stopped. I'll give you three guesses on who stopped it.
Wait a second. So someone else tweeted the story?
I just tagged you guys in a tweet. So if you guys want to see yourself.
John, was it a reporter? Oh, I see. Okay.
Some co-host of some podcast.
I'm unfamiliar with her, but...
Sean, are you stealing the news of a podcast host?
So it's a Nikki Gist?
Yes. Oh, Nikki Gist. Big fan.
Interesting tidbit. I was just told from a source. Marrow set the fire Daboll after the Denver game, but he was stopped. I'll give you three guesses on who stopped it, but I bet you only need one.
it becomes a
goofy tweet. Either way, I would just say this. Good sources, Nikki.
Wow, so you and Nikki on the same page.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Page on this.
Yeah.
So this is now a rumbling that Brian Daboll was fired 2 weeks ago, but needed to be stopped.
Yeah. She's saying everything I said, so I can't fight. She clearly has good sources, too.
Look at
that. Maybe the Giants should be more concerned with the leaky sheetrock in that building.
Is that a new report or an old report?
They should be. That's leaking out all over the place.
Yeah, a lot of leaking.
You know what that means? What's next is, first we got Nikki Gist, who I'm not really familiar with, but I'm sure she does a great job.
Yeah. I mean, clearly she has, I can confirm, good sources.
Yeah, right off the top, we're impressed. Yeah. Sean Morash of WFAN, plus the host of numerous Giants podcasts. You know what's next? Art Stapleton is next. Pat Leonard is next. And before you know it, Bob Papa's going to say it on the broadcast.
I got to be honest. I'm almost disappointed in Pat. Because this is Pat. Pat would love a good Dable firing story. I mean, the guy's been trying to do it for 2 years anyway.
He doesn't have it yet.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ben in Brooklyn. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, what's going on? Here's the issue with the Giants. And Tommy touched on it earlier in the show. Graham Gano is a piece of a puzzle that Dable cannot figure out how to put together. 4 years ago, the Giants had a trashy team, thanks to who knows what. Turns out they had a good quarterback back then, and they made the playoffs. For the last 3 years, we haven't had a freaking winning season. We've sucked. Dable needs to go, and Joe Shane needs to go, because he's the guy who puts the team together, that Dable can't seem to figure out how to win a game.
I mean, it's well said, because the truth is, and I rack my brain over this, I look at the roster, and this is so impossible to do. You could try this in every sport, and it's always tough to know the answer. I look at the roster, and I look at the injuries. I want to be fair to the injuries the Giants have dealt with, much like every other team in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, okay, would a better coach have a significantly better record? And this is going to sound like a defensive day ball, but I'm being honest, and the answer is probably not.
Right.
They just suck.
Year four, you should have better depth to handle injuries.
1,000%.
And injuries could ravage anybody's season. And nobody's the 49er roster. You know, they've dealt with this for years. But you just saw what a team very banged up could do on a football field with proper depth.
But, Sean, there's also a difference between winning a few games with a lot of injuries and being 5-22 in your last 27 games.
Yes,
and that's what they are. So I would actually argue that based on the roster construction, it feels like Joe Shane has actually been worse at his job than Brian Daboll.
No doubt.
But Brian Daboll is not exactly, you know, reminding you of Vince Lombardi. But when you look at the roster and you say, okay, what does a good coach do with this? I don't think it's much different, which is not a defensive Daboll.
Right.
It's more a indictment on the fact that Joe Shane, who's been here for 4 years now, has not exactly turned the franchise around.
Yeah, when we start a season with, well, how could you expect this team to win any games? Look at the tough schedule. Sure, they had the toughest schedule in football. But if in year four you've built a good enough roster, even if you're not screaming that you're winning 11, 12 games, can you find a way to be in the mix in the middle of the pack with 8 wins in the NFL with a roster like that? And the coach and GM have failed miserably.
I disagree with both of you. I think the GM should keep his job. They have the personnel. They just don't have the coaching.
Do they? Should Corey Black and Tay Banks be starting corners in the NFL?
You're going to go to backup cornerbacks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at the defensive line. But there's a lot of teams that deal with injuries. They have the quarterback. They have a running back. They have a wide receiver. They're going to add another wide receiver in the draft. If you like the fact that Shane drafted Neighbors, I trust him to draft another player like Neighbors. The coaching staff has failed them. They're on their third defensive coordinator, basically, when Bowen's gone.
Yeah,
I think the GM has put the right personnel on the field. The coaching staff stinks. Why do the 49ers win games? Because they're well-coached. Shanahan's a great coach. Saleh's a great coordinator. I think Shane has done a better job and has more of a leg to stand on to keep
his job.
Let me ask you this.
Last year's team, they went 3-14. Mm-hmm. What would their record be? What should their record be with competent head coaching, in your opinion?
Last year, I think
3-14 team. Okay, so that's what they did.
Well, I think the right head coach would have coached Tommy DeVito up, obviously, to more wins.
To what? Give me a number.
Five or six wins. But hold on a second, though. God. But on a better team next year, those 3 wins that a better head coach will give you will get you to 10 wins, will get you to 7 wins. You see what I'm saying? They're ready to win next year with Dart, and Brian Daboll is not the head coach to get you wins.
I think it's an extra win with good coaching, but not much more. You know what I mean? Like, I think that the roster is so bad, especially the lack of depth, especially last year with the offensive line, that I'll give you a game. Like, I'll give you that, because you're right. I don't think the coach has done a good job at all, but I don't know if I can give you more than that.
How many wins is Mike Vrabel meant for the Patriots? They're 7-2 right now.
But their roster's a lot better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel's a better head coach.
And McDaniels, they have a better coordinator. Coaching gets you a lot of wins in the NFL. Just look at the Jets. Would they have not won more games last year, Ev, if they had better coaching with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams?
But again, I think they had more talent. Like, I think a part of it is, here's the thing, bro. I don't think you're wrong. Coach has done a terrible job. I also think the roster kind of sucks. I think you're overrating the roster.
He just said this. He goes, they got Malik Neighbors. They'll add another receiver.
He's not even playing.
Dude, It's year four, and their answer behind Nabers was Jalin Hyatt, who was deactive 2 weeks ago. They re-signed Darius Slayton, who drops everything thrown at him.
No, that was a terrible move.
But
they
they
brought Slayton back because he's a leader, and they've let a lot of leaders go. That's why they did that. You had the Giants in the playoffs next year. So they obviously have talent. So now they don't have talent. You had them in the playoffs next year.
I agree. I think that another big offseason ahead should get them to the playoffs with this kind of... I think the quarterback's good enough to overcome a lot of it. And I do think that's where I have to bend my knee and go, I was wrong on the coach. They're not good enough right now. They are good enough when the team is healthy. The moment we saw injuries start in the Denver game, the team is collapsed. They can't survive injuries when other teams in the NFL can't. So it's everything about the GM and coach.
They both suck. They're both very bad. Like, you're right about Dable. I'm not arguing with you about that. I don't think it's not a good enough job at all. But I also think the roster's terrible. Especially the depth. Like, injuries are part of football, man. Like, it happens.
He's built a good starting 22. He's not built a good enough roster behind that.
Yeah.
And that's it. Bottom line. Not good enough.
So you'd keep Shane, get rid of Dable.
I would.
You think Shane's done a good job?
I do. I think the Giants...
A good job.
Yes. I think they're three or four players away from being a... What are you laughing at?
That's a lot of players.
Free agency in the draft, they can't add three or four more, like, good players to get this team to the next step.
With an easier schedule, could they win 10 games with a good head coach and adding three? Sure, they could. But then what's the step after that?
I think Joe Shane has done a better job of building the roster of this team than Brian Dable has done of coaching this team. And when guys get hurt, you know what? That's on the coach to win with backups.
But again, when I put that poll out, it's 50-50. There's plenty of people that would agree, like, yeah, Dable's done a worse job, this guy. But you're saying Shane's done a good job. Forget about comparing him to Dable. You think, like, if you look at his 4 years here, and you had to grade him, like you're a teacher, right? A, B, C, D. Those are the grades, right? F, too, as well. I think that's also a letter. Never got those. I was always smart enough to get a D. What would you grade him over the 4 years he's been here?
I would give him a B+.
Wow.
I'm giving him credit for Dart. He still has to sign off on that.
Wow.
He deserves credit for Nabers. Wow. Scataboo was a steal. He drafted Carter. He traded for Burns. He drafted Kayvon.
You know who I could do that with, too, though?
Joe Douglas, but Evan.
I know. He drafted Sauce Gardner. He drafted Garrett Wilson.
But didn't he draft? The quarterback.
No, I agree. But does that give you enough extra points to supersede not building out the rest of your roster?
Yes.
Okay.
The quarterback's the most important position.
He's been here 4 years. He's had four first rounds. Tay Banks and Evan Neal were picks in two of them. They're unplayable. He's watched Julian Love and Xavier McKinney go thrive elsewhere and did not enough to replace him. He sucks. Period. He sucks. Hasn't done a good enough job building. But hey, let him hire another head coach and be here for the next 3 years. And then we'll watch Jackson Dart be an awesome quarterback for the Seahawks
in
2030.
What? Table this for a second. I want you both to go into your corners, do some research. Tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. right here on WFAN, a Lou Gehrig debate series. Who sucks more? Brian Dable or Joe Shane?
I actually don't hate you for that.
And the best part is Tiki's going to get to judge that. I can't wait. Are you ready? Do your research, both of you guys. Be prepared. No mistakes. Tomorrow, 3:30, right here on The Fan. We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019, in which is 2 hours to decide what should the Yankees do about a looming decision concerning Trent Grisham.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.